Welcome back to Fumbling Dice. This is part two of our Wild Goose Chase campaign. That's the word I was looking for. And if you don't remember, they've just taken on some of the Goose Gang. We've got Alex Jones has been captured. Luigi's hiding because I don't know. And unfortunately, Axel Foley has just been knocked out. So let's see how this concludes.
Where do I mark that, though?
Where you should have an HP box with your maximum hit points.
That makes him unconscious. Oof. He's like you said, he's overpowered with his attacks, but he's also got a very low constitution, which affects his hit points. So he's actually...
He's a squishy!
That's enough to knock him unconscious.
Oh, boy. All right. So you have just been knocked unconscious by a goose. How do you feel?
Pretty damn from unconscious. Actually. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Ain't no laughing matter.
I gotta check something here. Because I think I might have messed up on a stat. But it's fine. We'll figure it out.
Nickum, what are you doing during all this?
I'm over there by Alex Jones. What do you want from me?
Well, what are you doing, though?
I'm sitting there.
You're just sitting there watching all the fun?
I mean,
barbecue sauce.
The guy's tied up.
Brother doing all the work.
There's three geese. Like, what do you want me to do?
Are you just squatting down like in Mario 3 with your hat, like holding onto your hat like this?
Yeah, I'm powering up my jump. That's what I'm doing.
Beautiful. All right.
What are you wearing?
Green overalls right and a green hat. What do you think?
I'm wearing a red dress.
Okay, Luigi from Super Mario Brothers.
I'm topless.
All right, Ignatowski, you are up. It is your turn. You are all the way over here, so it is going to take some time for you to get over here.
Oh, get him!
Since your movement speed is like...
Well, since they're not going to listen to the rest of our concert, should we just kill the ones that are by us, or should we go help Axel?
The ones that are by you have been fully swayed. They actually don't even notice what's going on with the guard tower over there. They're just kind of like still in tears from the beautiful performance you just put on. So they are completely unaware that their comrades are being brutally murdered. Also, Axel did kind of just stealth over there and kill the geese without a lot of warning. So there actually hasn't been that much of a ruckus other than like the sound of this one goose just being like, what the fuck?
but he's notoriously a malcontent, so they're used to hearing that.
So there you go. I was going to say there is a very handy little ruler tool that Roll20 has that I highly recommend using if I could find it. Oh, there it is, I think. Yeah, there we go. It'll tell you how far you need to move to get somewhere. Your movement speed is 30 feet, so you can do up to 30 feet at a time. This is specifically Ignatowski. Some of you have less moving speed and some of you have more moving speed. But Ignatowski, this is about where you can move about this square because that is how much movement speed you have. And if you have ranged attacks or ranged weapons, those will be usable on the geese on that guard tower. However, anything else you would have to get within 5 feet from melee range.
I have a light crossbow.
That is a ranged weapon. Go ahead and, I assume you're attacking. It's up to you. You get to pick where you're going. You can move your player pog. You can tell me what's up. Just go ahead and do it.
Well, can I attack or just attack?
Just attack. Yeah, okay. All right, that's...
Well, is that what I can do?
Yes, you can.
What's the range on my thing?
It's enough. It should be 60 feet, which that's more than enough. So you can... this is the only goose still alive and within Actually, no, either of them would be within range. So if you want to try and go for either the goose up on the podium or the goose that has just beak attacked your good friend Axel, you can pick either one.
I'm going to try and get rid of the goose who's attacking Axel.
Fantastic. Go ahead and give me a roll to hit with your ranged crossbow. So just a d20 plus whatever you have for the crossbow, which should be like a 2 or something.
Plus 2.
Yeah.
Can I click on the...
Go ahead and click light crossbow, and it will give us, ta-da, all the necessary information. It does roll advantage by default.
Wow.
We only need the 21, though. That's still pretty friggin' good. 21 That's is definitely great. Gonna hit. So 21 hits, and let's see, that's 1d8 of piercing damage. So go ahead and just click the word light crossbow, not on your character sheet, but on the roll you just made in the chat.
Okay.
2 piercing Ooh. Damage. Pew. You go ahead and you give that guy 2 piercing damage, which is enough to knock him backwards and away from Axel, who's still lying prone and unconscious.
Suck it, stupid goose.
Suck it.
No, get out of here.
Is it my turn?
Yes, assuming Ignatowski is done with all that he wanted to do. Annie, it is your turn.
Are you done, Jim?
Is there anything else I can do?
Nope. You could have... I think you can cast a cantrip, but there's... No.
Okay. How far away is 120 feet?
120 feet? Well, you see, how far away is 120 feet is a question that answers itself.
Towards the... Yes, I'm going to do an Eldritch Blast on that goose.
Wait, hold on. Before you do that, can I cast this Cure Wounds thing onto Axel?
I'm pretty sure you can do it. No. Keith, help me out. As I can't trip...
If you're going by rules as written, then no, he cannot. You can cast either a spell or a cantrip on a particular turn. Spells are more powerful than cantrips. However, you have limited use of spells. You only have a certain amount of slots that you can use. Cantrips, on the other hand, they're weaker than spells, but they're unlimited use. So you can just do it over and over again.
Exactly. What's
the difference between a cantrip and a spell?
Well, you can't just trip using a spell.
Oh. Are you doing the bit like, what does the yellow light mean?
Oh, I see. There's cantrips. Gotcha. Oh, I
didn't slow down.
No, he's not even doing a bit. He's just like this. He's old and senile, and I'm allowed to say that because I'm his daughter.
You know, I'm going to Eldritch Blast.
All right. So, Ignatowski, you're all set. Annie, it is your turn.
I'm going to stand out of the Annie's fucking way before she blasts me.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast. Goose number 2.
Goose number 2. The one that's attacked. Yes,
hacking Axel, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, go ahead and I'm pretty sure Eldritch Blast requires you to roll to hit, but you can tell me if I'm wrong there.
It doesn't say Eldritch Blast. Do I need to roll?
Yes, you do.
It's a ranged. It's a ranged attack spell, so you're gonna roll a d20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna roll it. Oh no, that's not good. A 4.
Do you have a spell, do you have a, like, additional thing for spells at all? Is there anything under spell save, or not spell save DC? Spell attack bonus, up at the top of your, spell sheet, and to the right, there should be something that says spell attack bonus. Does that say anything?
A 6!
Holy shit.
I want to get him, though!
I totally feel you. However, 6 is still not enough quite to get it. You do manage to shoot it. However, it sort of ducks out of the way before it ducks. It ducks out of the way with a before you're able to hit it. It flies right past it.
I never get tired of that.
So that's unfortunate. But it is Goose number 3's turn. And he is also very angry. He has noticed that his comrade seems to have slain Axel. He's not dead, just unconscious. And he comes down off the podium, and he comes over to you, Ignatowski, because...
hey, how's it going?
You have upset him. You have upset him greatly. And he is going to... Release. He's going to use his hammer. Yeah, release the Kraken. He's going to use his hammer on you.
What? What's a goose doing with a hammer?
What's a goose doing being 4 feet tall? What's the guy from Taxi doing in the world of Faerun? The goose has a hammer. Live with it. I assume 14 probably hits your armor class. I'm going to check really quick just to make sure that I'm not talking out my ass.
I'm going
to
assume that goose's name is Josh.
16.
Josh, oh, fuck. He hits you with his hammer, and it does not manage to get through your armor, which is hilarious. so he, like...
Your jean jacket?
Yeah, your jean jacket, which is apparently made of steel.
I've slept in it for the last 2 years.
Wow, that would explain it. So the goose like comes at you with the hammer and it takes a swing, and it misses. I don't know what you do. Maybe you just sort of fall a little too far to the left, you know, the way drug addicts do, or maybe the goose just has terrible aim. It is a goose after all, but it does not make it.
I always lean left in my politics and in the way I stand.
I respect that.
That makes me physically ill.
Axel, it is your turn. You're going to have to give me a death save. This is to make sure that you're not dead. Ahead and roll a d20 for me.
Alrighty.
Don't be dead.
No thanks to you, Annie.
I tried, guys.
10 is a success, so you are you have one success. You can mark it on your character sheet. There are three little bubbles next to in the box that says death saves. You can mark off one of them. If you get three successes, you are stable. If you get three failures, you are dead. So we're just going to try not to kill Axel right off the bat here.
Oh, damn.
So let's see. It is Goose 2's turn. He's not looking too bad off. He's a little annoyed, clearly. He's going to move over here. These geese do not have a very far walking speed. And he is going to end his turn. Ignatowski, it is your turn again.
Oh, wow. That was quick. okay, well, there's a little goose right in front of me, and I think I'm going to hack it.
You're going to hack it? You're going to hack the goose? With your superior hacking skills?
What do I got here?
You open up the goose and there's an interface and you just type into it really fast and then it says hacking complete and the goose is now yours.
I thought it was Linux, but that would be a penguin.
Someday I'll finally get the chance to kill my father. Someday.
How about I got a +3 mace.
Yes, you do. Would you like to clobber this goose with your mace?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, go ahead and click mace. All right. So your highest, or I shouldn't be taking your highest roll because you are not rolling advantage. I don't know why I've been doing that. Because
you love us.
Because I love you. Something like that. I am going to take your first roll because that is how I should be doing this.
You're disowned.
Cool, thanks.
Hi, guys.
It's okay. Welcome back, Annie. You just missed, like, everything, but it's fine.
I hit the body.
Well, too bad.
I ate the goose.
Yeah.
You ate the goose?
Loaded whole.
Yeah.
Wow. Why is he still on the screen, then?
Technical difficulties?
I passed him like a stone.
Yeah, wow. It's kind of impressive, actually, like a snake. So, yes, you attack with your mace, and you do not manage to hit. Sorry, dude. You guys are just not having the best time with hits. It is basically the goose swings at you with the hammer, and you duck, and then you swing at the goose with the mace, and it ducks, and it is just a beautiful show of chicken, of combat chicken.
So duck just in case chicken? I thought it was a goose.
It's you know what? All fowl is the same. Okay. Wow. So, Ignatowski, you have had your turn. Annie, welcome back. It's your turn. What are you doing?
Yes, I am going to attack the goose that's by Jim. I'm going to use my slingshot.
Okay, awesome.
With plus 4 attack bonus.
Wow. Okay. Well, go ahead and give me a D20 roll.
Come on, big. No.
Six plus, you said, what was your attack bonus?
Four.
Okay, so that is still not enough to hit. Wow, you guys, I love you all very dearly. These are some bad rolls.
Bizarre.
So, Annie, you try to go with your slingshot, and you miss. The stone sails over the goose's head, and it kind of, like, cranes its neck to look at it, and geese have those big, long, weird, like, tube necks. So it's just sort of like, it's
very the Matrix.
It is. It's the goose Matrix. So, yeah. Yet another failed roll. Goose 3 is going to go ahead and shoot his shot, as it were. And Goose 3 is the one that is still standing by Ignatowski. So he is going to...
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I know. Your life is hard. he's going to stand over here. And he lets his head fall back. And he releases the most unfortunate sound you've ever heard.
Wow, like the Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah, but like the Dave Matthews Band in Chicago on whatever the day something.
Oh, God. Yeah. On the bridge.
Yeah, that sound. It's the most unfortunate goose noise you've ever heard in your life, and it actually, it hurts you. Annie and Ignatowski, if you guys could both, you're going to need to make a wisdom save. Ignatowski, it's a little easier for you. You can just click wisdom save on your character sheet. Annie, you're just going to have to roll a d20 and add whatever your saving throw bonus is. Saving throws should be also to the left and slightly next to your...
It's by charisma.
Yes.
All right, yeah, that's a six.
Where's my wisdom save? Where is it? I want to click the button.
It is under your proficiency bonus on the left of your character sheet.
I have a 15 total.
Oh, got it. Here we go.
15. Dad, we're taking the 10. Okay. So, both of you, Annie, you are fine. You managed to avoid, you do still take 2 damage. Write that down. But you are fine as far as all things considered. Ignatowski, you take 4 damage. So go ahead and mark that down on your hip.
Holy smoke.
You take 4 damage and you are frightened, meaning that for the duration of your next turn, you have to move as far away from the target, which is goose number 3, as you possibly can get, which is to say 30 feet, because that is your movement speed.
So okay.
You're going to have to run, little boy. You're afraid of that goose. It's a big, scary fucking goose.
That goose is a narc.
Oh, yeah. You want a narc? This goose is the biggest narc of them all. This goose sold out his best friend for, like, mentioning weed.
Wow.
So that goose has gone goosing. Axel, if you would like to give me another death save to see how you're doing. Just so you know, by the way, Ignatowski, you do have healing spells. If you want to get over to Axel and somehow... Yeah. Sorry, what was that, David?
Okay, there we go.
Yes, perfecto. All right, that is a success as well. Go ahead and mark down 2 successes. I'm counting a 10 as a success because I like you guys, and I think we should do that.
You didn't count my 10 as a success.
No, I did not, because it wasn't for a death save.
Damn.
Yeah, die and then come talk to me, all right?
Now I know how you really feel.
Aw, truly. Ignatowski, you do have the ability to heal, by the way, so if you do manage to get over to Axel, you would be able to stabilize him. You also have Spare the Dying as a cantrip, so if he does happen to really fuck up his shit, that will allow you to let him not fuck up his shit. You also don't have to, but that is an ability that you have if you need it.
Hey, can I heal me?
Can you hit? Yes, you can. Cure Wounds is a hell of a drug. However, before you do that, goose number two is going to go over here. And he's not going to do anything because he can't. So, yes, Ignatowski, it is your turn. You can tell me what's up, what you doing.
Well, I got to run the fuck away, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So all 30 right. feet in the opposite direction of your foe. So this great way.
Something like here?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I'm not gonna split hairs. So you're there. Is there anything else you wanted to do with your turn? Movement?
Well, I'd like to heal something.
Okay. Well, you have cure wounds, or you can just... Yeah, that's about it. You got cure wounds.
All right. Yeah.
All right, go ahead and click it on your character sheet, my good man. Go to core, and then under your attacks and spell casting, you can
does
give it
cast
the old clicky-clack.
Wait, what the? Oh, what?
You know what? I'm just gonna click it for you. There you go. Okay, so assuming you can touch yourself, which
whoa. I'm
sure you can.
All the time.
you have just healed up to 9 damage, which I don't think you even have that much HP, so you should just be able to take back what your max HP is.
Are you a wizard, Al?
No, it's cleric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Reverend, yeah.
I'm also a blues harp player.
I also built his character in the space of, 10 minutes, because that's about all I had. You are healed up, and it is also not your turn anymore. Good day, sir. Annie, it is your turn.
I'm going to have to Eldritch Blast.
Yeah? Which one?
It's close. The one that's closest to me.
Okay, fantastic. I was about to say they are both equidistant from you. It is a triangle, but then I realized that's a campfire and not an orphan. yes, this one.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll me a d20. Tell me how you do with the hit there.
They're both fire arrows. Oh,
Jesus. 7, but I have a +6, though. So 13.
Yeah, that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage for me for your Eldritch Blast. Does it say what dice it is? I have it pulled up.
It says d10.
Yes, 1d10 necrotic. So go ahead and roll me a d10.
All right, here, big number, no whammies. It was a 3, guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, well, hey, even I know that sucks. Worse.
I'm gonna...
Hopefully he stays away from me now.
Yeah, well, he's...
I want to kill him.
He's right the fuck there, and he's upset that you just did 3 damage to him. But I think he's probably doing okay so far. It is
pretend
his turn.
Pretend to be a campfire.
all right. It's our good little friend Goose number 3's turn, and he's going to come up to you, Annie. He's going to hit you with his big hammer.
No.
Maxwell's silver hammer. He's going to...
Josh Goose hammer.
I assume 17 hits. Unless your armor class is fucking 30, because why wouldn't it be?
No, Annie. It's 13.
Orphan of Steel. Okay, cool. So that does succeed. You're only taking 1 damage, though. So he kind of just bonks you with the hammer. Maybe he feels bad about hitting a kid. Oh, I don't know if you're a kid.
You shouldn't be bonking kids.
Yes.
Nor should you be hitting them.
A PSA from Fumbling Dice. Don't bonk kids.
If it can crawl, it can brawl.
Yeah! Finally, for all the triple amputees out there dragging themselves from fight to fight. Okay. Yes. You only take 1 damage. It is no longer the goose's turn. It is, however, Axel's turn. Axel, give me a death saving throw.
Well,
it means your character's destroyed, doesn't it?
I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, a little bit. It does very much mean that your character is dead.
I did it.
The first to die on fumbling dice.
Wow, that's incredible. So you basically just ran up, shot him with crossbows, took one hit, died, and that was the whole thing. That was the beautiful life of Axel Foley.
You know what? That's still more than what Luigi did.
Hey, I'm still alive. I can still do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, when's your turn? Jeez.
I was gonna say, you haven't done a damn thing.
But sit there.
Really quick, Ignatowski, I do believe. Wait, let me just check and make sure I'm not talking out my ass here. Okay. Well, no, that doesn't technically. Okay.
So you can't resurrect him?
Once you get to a higher level, yes, you can resurrect him. He won't be human anymore. He'll be undead. But I think we're just gonna say that he's. You're going to have to carry him for a bit. He's not going to wake up for a while. But he's not dead yet. He's not dead yet.
He's not dead.
I would love to do a character death right now.
Well, it's okay.
I'm not prepared for that. No,
it's fine.
Okay,
he's only mostly dead.
No, it's fine.
Because I was just going to keep doing different characters every episode anyway, so...
Okay, I mean, if you want to... we can kill Axel, that's fine. But you won't have anything to do.
I mean, there really shouldn't be any more Beverly Hills Cop sequels.
I like Beverly Hills Cops.
Oh, sorry, my girlfriend's rooting around in my food cabinet. Hi, Grace. Oh, she's stealing a fork. Okay.
Hi, Grace!
They say hi, Grace.
Hey, fork.
Hi, Grace. I love you. Okay, well, in that case, Axel Foley's dead. Rest in pieces, my good man. His corpse lieth upon the lawn. David, in the meantime, you're free to just be funny. You can speak as Axel's ghost that just sort of exists now, or whatever the fuck you want to do. You can't do anything.
He's dead like my parents.
He's dead like the American dream.
Al, you're sideways. Jim, what happened?
Oh no. He's sideways, Jim.
He's frozen.
It's like Speed. He just put a still image for a video game.
No. You see, he's done some very clever makeup. He's still upright. Yeah. It just looks like he's sideways because he's managed to paint his face in such a way.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, now he's dead. Okay, bye, Dad.
I think he'll be back.
He probably will. He always is. Goose 2 is up, and he's just going to do a real quick attack here. Quick attack, like Pokemon.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, some ritual sacrifice shit. Well, since my dad's gone, I feel bad attacking him, but also I don't really. So he's just gonna whack him real quick with his hammer, his big goose hammer.
Ah.
That being said, that 8 is definitely not gonna hit. So yeah, he takes a swing at him with his goose hammer, and nothing happens. I would like to note I'm calling it a goose hammer. It's a normal hammer being held by a goose. There is no hammer specifically for geese. But you could change that. For only $5 a month, you could help us create the perfect hammer for geese and only geese.
No!
I have hammers, but I can't attack.
Unfortunate.
Why don't you come over here?
Well, now it's Ignatowski's turn, and he's dead. Well, not dead, just gone. Dad, can you hear us at all? Are you out there?
Dad?
No, you can't. He's just gone. That's fine. We'll skip him. Sucks to suck, buddy. Annie, you're up.
Eldritch Blast!
All right! Just Eldritch Blast!
There's Jim!
Hello!
Hi, Ignatowski. You missed your turn, and it's all your fault. Annie, go ahead and roll me to hit.
Oh, damn. Right. The brown acid just kicked in.
Whoa! I have a 20 and plus 6!
And that is a nat 20, ladies and gentlemen. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing that is going to give you double to whatever damage you do. So go ahead and roll me damage. It should be that 1d10.
1d10.
Yes.
What's two?
Come on, big number. Oh, is it
2d10?
Two. So should I do the two or no?
I actually, that's a good point. I usually just double whatever the damage is from the one, but you can also use 2d10 if you want to for the.
Let's see, big numbers.
Wow.
I rolled a one, guys.
You rolled a critical success and then immediately rolled a critical failure, which technically, since it wasn't a d20, it's not a crit, but also it's you just went from the top of the line to the bottom.
I'm going to die, guys.
Here, go ahead and roll one more d10 and we'll just take the one and add it to whatever else you get.
Okay. Come on, 10.
Thanks, Monty Hall.
I rolled a 3, guys. It's not a big number, but it's the best I could do, guys.
4 damage. That's, you do 4 damage. I'm proud of you, son.
It was more of an eldritch poke.
Yeah, more of an eldritch poke. Yeah, definitely. So goose number 3 is attacking you, so you did 4. Okay. Ignatowski, you do get to go. Even though I said your turn was skipped, you can go.
Oh, thanks, man. All right.
Yeah, to your reverend.
Well, there's this fucking goose who keeps following me.
Really?
Yeah, let me hack away at it here.
Yeah? What you hacking with?
Let's see.
Got a mace, a light crossbow, sacred flame, and then you have a few spells for
new sacred flame.
How's sacred flame work? That sounds pretty kick-ass.
So sacred flame, they do have to succeed on a saving throw, I believe. Do they? Nope, I think you just cast it. Wait. Oh my god.
I got you.
Hold Thank on. You.
I want to use the scared flame.
The scared flame. Oh man, I'm so dumb. I keep forgetting I'm on roll 20 and then it tells me everything I need to know.
Flame-like radiance descends on a creature that you can see within range. The target must succeed on a dex saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage.
All right. Oh no.
No benefit from cover during this saving throw.
Very sexy. Very, very sexy. So in that case, that goose is going to have to roll a dex save, which I do not believe dex is one of its better qualities.
It's a goose.
It doesn't have any thumbs.
And yet somehow, a 15, that does in fact beat your spellcasting.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, you try, and this goose just does the fucking suavest hop over to the side and totally misses your attack. It's very cool on the goose's part, not so cool on your part. You look like a big idiot, is what I'm saying.
Oh, jeez.
Well, at least I'm used to that. Can I do anything else?
Nope, you're fucked. let's see. It is Goose 3's turn. Goose 3 is the one that is currently being assailed by a small orphan. Goose 3 is going to once again try and hit you with his hammer because he is a goose and possesses about 2 brain cells. Yeah, you tell him, boy. There we go. All
right. I'm scared.
Goose is going to go at you for 13. What's your armor class, little orphan Annie?
13.
Haha, you get hit. It's going to be it's going to be 6 damage.
So I'm barely alive. I only have 2 left then.
Okay, so you're broken, bloodied, and bruised. You're not doing so hot. Sucks to suck. Goose number 2 is once again going to attack our good friend the Reverend.
Jesus Christ!
I know. Hey, listen, you guys picked your enemies. You're just going back and forth. So 12 is not going to make it, so you're fine for now. Ignatowski, you're up.
All right. Let me try the mace.
The mace, all right. Go ahead and click that, my friend. Spicy?
Oh, yes!
I'll give it to you. All right. Roll damage.
Yeah. About fucking time. All right.
Go ahead and click mace. There you go.
Oh, man. Our rolling is bad.
Hey, you know what? That's all right. We've all been there.
Does the +3 refer to damage or to just...
No, it is to hit. So it's whether or not you even managed to hit the first place.
Son of a
so
bitch.
It's just two. However, the goose that you are currently in fisticuffs with is not looking so hot. He's having kind of a time. Annie, you are up once again.
I guess I'm gonna Eldritch Blast again.
All right, fantastic. I love this. You've got it. You've got a thing, you know.
Yeah, but I'm scared.
All right, give me the d20.
Okay. Plus six.
15 Ooh. Plus six. That's a 21, my friend. Go ahead and roll for damage.
Oh, this is where it screws up a lot.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I rolled a 2.
That you did, my friend. That crit. You did. All right. Well, these geese are still alive, which is a problem. Goose
and I'm
going to
die.
Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. We'll see, Annie. We'll see.
One of the Luigi, come on. Do something. Come
hey,
help your sister out.
They're
I don't even know
honest.
What's happening.
Yeah,
I don't
they
even
don't
know
even...
what's going on. It's a well, what are you doing? You're just sitting die. There still? Yeah.
Ignatowski, you are currently...
Why me again?
Oh, no. He crit failed, though, so you're Gucci. So don't even worry about it, but it is your turn. So what you going to do to this goose?
Oh, I'm going to... It's duck all orange time. give me the... Well, how much would it do more damage with a mace or with a crossbow?
I mean, they both have their pluses and minuses, so just pick whichever one's stylish.
Crossbow.
Crossbow is stylish. Go ahead and click that sucker.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, your stylish and sexy crossbow did not make it, but I'm giving you advantage because I love you.
Oh,
so go
yeah,
ahead and
yeah.
click the word crossbow before I change my mind. Nope.
Wow.
Not that word crossbow, oh. the one underneath the
oh,
one
yeah.
we just made.
Hey.
All right. Spiffy, that is 5 damage, and that goose is dead, motherfucker. That goose
oh,
is
yeah.
cooked.
Suck it.
Bada bing, bada boom. You got yourself a cooked goose and a comrade who could probably really use some help.
That's fucking time.
Not Axel. Axel's dead. there's no help in him. Annie, you are up.
Eldritch Blast. It's been
Incredible.
Working so well.
Incredible. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll my d20. And I got 13 plus 6, 19.
Okay, that hits.
There
I
it
hate,
is.
I hate whoever invented cantrips. I want them dead.
And then here's a D10.
Yeah. All right.
10.
Hey, finally a good roll. Now all your rolls are going to be shit for the next 10 minutes. Cause that's how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah. That goose is dead. You have both cooked your respective geese.
Oh, yay.
And
Jim, could you heal me?
The battle does appear to be over. You can move at will now. You don't have to worry about speed or anything like that. So.
I'm gonna move back over here to whenever I get a chance. I'm gonna try and heal up, Vern Troyer over here.
Okay, fantastic. You do that. Go ahead and
then
roll.
We could save the other white people.
Aw, how beautiful! Oh yeah, it's
I knew it.
The black guy always dies first in the horror movies. This is just how it is. Like, let's see. Yeah, Ignatowski, you can either use Cure Wounds or Healing Word. They both have different, like, amounts of healing that they can do, and I believe...
So the advantage is the Cure Wounds is good if you have the luxury of getting up close and touching the person.
Mm-hmm.
Cure Wounds will do much more healing. If you can't get to them for whatever reason, you can use Healing Word at range. It doesn't heal as much, but you can do it from far away.
Mm-hmm. Very useful here in battle.
Okay, well, we got rid
cure
of the
wounds.
Keys, so I'm gonna cure the wounds.
Fantastic. All right. Go ahead and click the word cure wounds for me.
Yes, to what level? One?
Yes. Wow. Hot damn. All right. Well, Annie, however much you have out of 11, it is now, you now have all your HP.
Assuming I'm 11.
You're 11. Yay. Congratulations on your birthday.
Let's go save our buddies now.
Okay. I need help.
All right, yeah. Are you guys going around to see the geese that you? I'm officially just kind of saying that they're charmed. The geese that you did your fun little song and dance for. You've swayed.
I'm gonna ask them to help.
You're gonna ask them to help?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check with advantage because you did already kind of sway them over.
What do I do to do that?
Give me a 20 and then plus whatever your persuasion bonus is.
Okay, let's see.
If you're doing advantage, then it's 2d20.
Roll 2d20, yeah. So
12?
So 12, try rolling d20 again.
Oh.
We're taking the 12. What is your bonus for persuasion?
Nothing.
Ooh, jack all. okay, yeah, they all seem,
Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Are you sure about that, Patrick?
Yeah, I got, that's perception. No.
Yeah,
I have a plus four. I have a plus four. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you.
16. I did not mean to squeeze the rubber chicken. That happened by accident. just it's ambiance, you know, like a little Foley work here for the.
That's what I said when you were born.
I
could have used some actual Foley work.
Should have squeezed my chicken instead.
Tisk tisk, and now look at you—you're paying for college. Ha ha ha. So yes, managed to convince the geese. They are like, yeah, all right, we'll help you out. Like, if your friends are in trouble, like you've convinced us that you are good. You've convinced us that we can trust you and that we love you.
Yes, I would never hurt a goose.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly, not that you dance for us.
Yes.
So yes. You head over by them, and Alex, you have been bound up by some of the geese. And I'm actually going to say that kind of in the course of when you guys were fighting, Alex, you were actually brought to their, like, head tent by a couple of the guard geese. There was only one guard goose left over by Luigi. Luigi, what have you done in this time and seeing Alex get kind of like led away towards this leader tent? What are
he
you
did doing? Nothing.
I was following him, obviously.
Okay. So you were following
Big him. Old head around eating pasta.
Okay.
Whoa.
Know something about pasta.
Axel's ghost is speaking to you. I assume. Okay, so Luigi, go ahead and give me a stealth roll to see if you can manage to get around the guard tower into the camp without being detected.
So that's a 20 plus my bonus?
20 plus your stealth bonus. If you have
everything's one. A 20.
That's a 2.
Oh,
plus,
Jesus.
Plus a 2, so that's a 4.
All right.
Oof.
You do not. You immediately tip off the goose. Geese that were walking in front of you with Alex. Fuck, Axel is dead. I shouldn't have this problem, but I do. and they immediately put you under arrest. So now both you and Alex are led to the leadership tent bound and not gagged. You can still talk.
Oh, good.
Alex, maybe they gagged you after a while. They're like, God damn.
Is that like what YouTube did to you?
Geese to the slaughter.
Like geese to the slaughter. They get you to the leadership tent. They take your gag off, Alex, so you can once again enjoy your American freedom and right to speech.
No, I say keep them gagged.
Let's go get them.
All right.
Okay.
Come on, geese.
So you guys actually, you probably did not see specifically where they were taken, but you do ask your new geese friends that you have seduced into helping you.
Yes.
Tell them that chances are if they were taken prisoner, they've probably been taken to the leadership tent. One of the geese even mentions they heard some ruckus from over there and that it did sound like someone was being taken to the leadership tent.
Seduction of the geese.
Seduction of the geese.
I specialize in ruckus.
So how are you guys getting there? You can either have these geese escort you, you can go there yourselves. I mean, what is your...
Can they fly us there?
They cannot. They can fly, but not very far, not very well.
Let's have them escort us.
Yeah? How you feel about that, Ignatowski?
I think this is a bad idea, though. The way she said that, it's a bad idea, I think.
Yeah, probably. Okay, let's do it.
Oh, great. We're going to die again.
That's what I like to hear. All right. Ignatowski and Annie, you guys are escorted to the leadership tent by this horde of geese who seem to be enamored with you. Annie, they keep kind of just like gently poking your hair with their beaks.
That's okay.
they're like fascinated by the idea of this like curly human hair. They're like, that's why. I mean, they're not human, but this like curly hair.
Hobbit hair.
Oh, yeah, hobbit hair. It is. It literally is. So you guys arrive on the outside of the leadership tent. And as you look around, you see a few things. There is not only this encampment in front of the leadership tent with all of these different things, but there appears to also be a slightly smaller than the leadership tent, but still a fairly large tent off to the side, kind of over next to it.
Oh, I see that.
There's also a tent over here that appears to be not guarded per se, but like there's a good amount of like people and stuff around, or a good amount of like geese around it.
Can you ping that tent one more time?
Can I? Oh, yes. So this is the tent that there's a good number of people around it. And it does seem to be, to say the least, kind of high tech, or as high tech as you can get in Faerun. So it looks as though there are some runic symbols that have been scratched into like big wooden poles that are holding the tent up. And the actual like material of the tent itself looks to be very finely woven and like cared for. So it definitely, it stands out. It's a little unique.
Wow. That's intense.
I want to save my friends.
All right. Your friends are in the leadership tent. I assume you enter with the help of the geese guards?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. You get inside and there appears to be three geese specifically, other than the ones that have escorted your friends. Three geese specifically that are overlooking these prisoners that they've just taken. One of the geese is not a goose, but a swan. He is a little taller than the other geese. He's probably closer to 5 or 6 foot stone. He's accompanied by both a regular goose and a goose holding a magic staff. When you enter, the swan turns to look at the three of you. He's kind of an interesting guy. He's a little bulkier than them. His neck is hunched over the way that swan's necks are, as opposed to the geese, which kind of sit straight up. He has sort of a deep brow, and you almost can't see his eyes in the blackness of like the feathers that cover it. And on his beak, which is like a bright orange, there is like a slight, you can see there's some area that has been chipped away, and then it looks as though someone went in and like fixed it with like gold shavings almost. He has kind of some light comfortable clothing, and he has like a hood that's just around his shoulders, how the fuck does a bird wear a hood? I don't know. How does a bird do anything?
Alex Jones nudges Luigi and is like, I think we found the Illuminati.
Oh yeah, and Alex, you no longer have your gag on, which I think I mentioned, but you don't feel as though you have to
hey Luigi, that one there, Illuminati.
Yeah, I think that one's the leader. I mean, like, usually if we defeat the leader, it beats the level. That's how it works. At least that's what my brother tells me.
Clearly that one is the swan is a Bowser.
Yeah, he's a Cooper Bowser, whatever king thing you want to call him, or like the frog from the dream we had that one time. That was weird.
The concept of Luigi not understanding like anything about the world he lives in is very funny. Like just the idea that he's completely like, I have no idea what any of these things are or why I'm fighting them or why I'm even here. But
look, my brother was chasing a girl. He said I needed help. I gave him help. That's what I do.
I respect that. The swan kind of comes up to where Luigi and Alex are standing. Annie and Ignatius, you guys enter. He doesn't seem to address you at first. In fact, the goose guards that you're with kind of like hold you back for a second. They appear to kind of defer to this swan. And he walks up and he kind of like looks at you, Alex, he looks at you, Luigi, and he's just kind of giving you the stare. And he goes, all right, well, where were they found? And one of the geese that's with you is like, they were trying to enter the premises, sir. And he nods kind of knowingly and he says, interesting. Let's see. What are your names then? First of all, intruders.
My name is Alex Jones and this is my attorney, Luigi Mario.
Yep.
Alex Jones and the great warrior, Luigi Mario. Interesting. I'm not familiar as to what an attorney is, but I assume it is some kind of fearful knight. Otherwise, why would you work in service of this strange, shirtless man?
Thank you.
it wasn't a compliment, but I'm glad you took it as one. Let's see, what should we do with them? Well, we could just let them go.
That sounds good.
I agree. Just tell me where to sign.
Food supplies are getting a bit low at the nursery, so actually I think we should probably mince them up into little bits and feed them to the children.
That sounds less good.
So you boys would just take these. Actually, one moment. Why are you here? I should have asked that. I mean, perhaps you're just messengers, but I do suspect you're here for less salient purposes, so I do plan on chopping you into little bits. But on the off chance that you are here for something good, what is it?
Luigi, you better do the talking.
Yeah, so there was this bucket full of slop that we drank. And, like, a lady, and she said, like, there was, like, a camp in the woods and stuff. At a we were at a farm, and we had to come here for some reason. And, like, I was just following everybody. I don't know what's going on.
Interesting. All right, so an old lady at a farm fed you some slop out of a bucket and then told you to go into the woods and you listened to her.
I mean, I do what people tell me to do.
All right, I do worry about feeding you to the children as I do want them to grow up with high IQs, but I think it will probably be fine. So boys, take them away. And the geese begin to turn to take away Alex and Luigi as the swan kind of looks over at you, Annie and Ignatowski. What are you doing?
I'm the Reverend Jim Ignatowski of the Church of Happiness, but you can call me the Reverend Jim Ignatowski. We were sent here on a mission to help find some deadly bandits for this woman who gave us some fantastic Diet Pepsi. And we came here to stop the thievery that is going on in the outside of the forest.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Can I do Tasha's hideous laughter?
Probably. Let's see. Let me... yeah, you should be able to. Let's see. So, and it is a concentration spell, meaning you're going to have to focus to be doing this, meaning, you can't do a whole lot else while you're trying to execute it. So let's see. They have to succeed on a wisdom save. Let me, an intelligence score of 4 or less is unaffected. Well, good thing for me, these are all intelligent creatures, sort of. So there is a regular goose bandit with him, and so.
I don't even have 4 intelligence.
4 intelligence what?
Thanks for just clicking thaumaturgy several times, Dad. I appreciate that. It's really helpful of you.
I'm looking to see what I can do. Oh, is that showing up in the window?
Yes, it is. That's how it works, Dad.
Okay.
Glad we could have this talk. Okay. So,
you guys better be ready to fight. We're gonna have to kick some butt now.
Please just keep clicking thaumaturgy. It's only making me stronger.
We gotta concentrate during this.
So somehow all three of them managed to. Well, okay. What's your spell save DC? It should be up at the top of your sheet of spells.
14.
Yep, they're fine. You do attempt to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter. However, all three of them managed to roll within the 18 to 19 range, which is pretty crazy. Not sure how they did that.
That means you burn a spell slot, Patrick, just so you know.
Yes, yeah, that is a level 1 spell, so you do have to take 1 spell slot. Not everything.
Well, what do I do for that?
Just, like, click the little down arrow on your spell slots. I don't think it'll be a huge deal, but, you know, just in case.
I think Warlocks only get 1 spell slot at level 1, so he's like,
oh,
out of spell slots.
Okay. Ripperoni, bro. You're Eldritch Blasting your way for the rest of your life.
I guess so.
So you do manage to, you do.
Although I didn't know that when I did that, but okay.
Ignorance of the law is not a defense. Get with
it,
bro.
True. No, that's true.
Okay, yeah, so you try to use that. They do notice that you tried to use it because they can feel it. Each of them kind of has a moment where they like pause and they just sort of like, but then they manage to kind of suppress it. And they all look at you because I don't know if they can like tell that you were doing it, but I'm pretty sure they can figure it out because only one person is probably like, oh, I'm going to blah, 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 or whatever it is warlocks do to cast magic. You know, call up their sugar daddy like, hey, can you,
that's what I did.
Can you Venmo me some magic? And then they do. And that's how warlocks work.
Daddy Warlock.
So you do not manage to do anything, and in fact you just make them angry. The swan leader pulls out he has like 2 daggers, and he's like, all right, if that's how we're going to do it, then I'd be happy to gut you myself. And he like looks over at the two that are already bringing Alex and Luigi away, and he's like, bring those two back here. I'd like to have a little word with them. And the others leave, aside from the one mage that the guy who's holding like the staff. He's staying right there.
But there's only one of them, guys.
And I'd like you to all roll initiative.
Is that a d20?
Yes.
That's a d20.
Oh, boy.
I have a +2 on that.
Okay. I have a +2 on that.
Okay, so
I got a bag of rocks.
Wonderful. Nick, did you say you had +2 or was that?
Yeah.
So do I.
Shut up.
Okay.
Make me. I'm trying to protect you. You've done nothing. Well. You've done nothing. I burnt a spell thing for you.
Uselessly.
You chose to do that. all right. Come on. Oh, Google's being a bitch. Or not Google, Google Keep, the thing I use to write notes. Okay, so let's roll real quick here for our good friends, the Goosums. They are each gonna have an
attack. No!
Oh.
No, don't worry about that. That's not important.
It is to me.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Don't make the witch girl upset.
All right, and with that, let's get going. Little Orphan Annie, you are up first. Eldritch Blast, all right. seems about right. Give me a d20.
All right. guys, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Love the image of
15 plus 6, 21.
That is a sexy little 21 you got there. Who are you going for? Are you going for the mage or for the swan?
Oh, I thought there was only one. Guys, who should I go for? The mage?
Go for whoever's first in initiative.
Who's first in initiative?
That would be the mage.
Let's do the mage.
All right, fantastic. Okay, go ahead and roll your damage.
There you go, a 10.
And right off the bat. Let me make sure I still know. Yep, okay.
What were you saying, Luigi?
Oh, just wait.
I have been.
All right. The Goose Mage is up next, so that was an interesting choice on your part. And it is going to use a little classic, a little fun classic that we in the D&D community like to call Magic Missile, because it is magic. And you won't miss it.
Oh no.
So it is going to use Magic Missile. It is going to hit Luigi,
what?
Alex, and Annie.
Oh no.
It has three bolts. That is two damage each. So if you'll go ahead and. It waves its little goose staff around. Does some ancient goose runes like. and then fire bolts come out of its weird magic staff and they hit you in the gut and it hurts.
Yeah, not feel good.
No, it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
How
much damage did my 10 do to him though?
It did 10. Damage. It did 10 damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
He That's definitely, how it works. Like, yeah, it hit him. He's not doing
this
so
kid,
hot.
This kid doesn't even know what she's doing.
Oh,
I've done a lot more than you have, Luigi.
Here I come. Don't worry.
Go fuck a pipe, Luigi.
Done and done.
I do not remember any talking about shit ever.
Oh my god, the Kraken!
They're here.
Can go fuck a pipe, Luigi. Be my next tattoo. Like, can I just get that on my back?
Yep.
Damn.
Wait a minute. Next
missile
tattoo.
Hit me right in my side. My chiseled size 48 abs.
Size 48. They sized them now.
It's my waistline, yeah.
Oh, I love it. All right, Ignatowski, you're up.
I am?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe you're down. It's up to you. Just go with it, man. Go with the flow.
I'm gonna shoot the mage with a light crossbow.
Very sexy. Go ahead and click that light crossbow. All right. Neither of those are going to hit.
Oh, that sucks.
I can't even be nice and give you advantage. You just suck at rolling. all right, Luigi, you are up.
So finally, am I still tied?
Are you still? Yes.
But my feet are free.
Yes, your feet are free. Your hands are tied. I am going to say that you could get out of the bounds that you're in. If you want to use a full turn to do it, or if you have a really creative, clever idea.
No need. I'm a martial arts expert. I can attack unarmed without my arms.
You're unarmed.
Yeah. I use my feet. It's good.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna attack with my feet. It's a plus 5 on the hit roll.
Very sexy. Go ahead and give me that 20 plus 5.
13 plus 5 is 18.
That is definitely a hit. Okay. So you are using martial arts. Does it tell you what your hit dice are going to be?
It's a 1d4 plus 3 for bludgeoning.
Sounds great. Go ahead and give me a 1d4. We'll give you that plus 3.
2 plus 3 is 5.
That is 5. That is very beautiful. Were you attacking the mage or the swan?
The mage.
The mage. All right. You knock the mage out. You hit it in the head. Boom. And it goes down.
Now, I have a bonus action, too. Can I use that, or should I not, because it's already dead?
Yes, you can use your bonus action.
I'm going to use another unarmed strike.
Okay, I assume on the swan, because the mage is dead, and at this point, you're just eating a dead goose.
So,
okay.
Do I have to do the d20, or do I have to do just the hit?
Well, yeah, I mean, you should, that you'll be fine either way. So go ahead and, well, thanks, Dad.
You speak Klingon? So
yeah, Casey's a Klingon geese.
So yes, so that is still a hit with your attack bonus. So go ahead and roll damage to the swan.
Okay, 3 plus 3 is 6.
6, yay, math. Okay, yeah, so you do 6 damage to the swan.
So I knocked out the mage and I did damage to the swan. Suck it, Annie. I started this all. Without
I'm
my
here
hands.
To rescue you.
Without
I'm here to rescue
hands.
You.
No hands.
You did, however, upset our good swan friend. And he gets up in your face, Luigi, and he says, "You know what they call me? They call me Duck Ugly. And you know why? Because it gets ugly when I'm around." And then he's just going to do some damage shit. I don't know. I just wanted to make him say that. But...
classic ugly duckling.
It'd be really sexy if I could actually see anything on this character sheet, but I guess Roll20 just hates me and wants me dead. Here we go. Fantastic. Okay, so he is going to go at you with his two daggers, Luigi. He's going to...
Jim, what the hell are you doing?
Okay. Luigi, what's your armor class, just to make sure?
Lucky number 13.
Yep. He's going to manage to attack you. You're going to take 9 slashing damage.
Boy. I was at 8, so that puts me at -1.
Yes, you are unconscious.
What?
How's that pipe now, Luigi?
Woo!
Luigi and Little Orphan Andy are going at it.
Andy just yelled, "How's that? How's that, Luigi?" At Luigi's dead body, like not dead, but like broken, unconscious body. You know,
vicious mockery.
Vicious mockery. Oh, holy shit! Oh, holy shit! Wait. Okay. Yep. Alex Jones, it's your turn.
All right, I am going to fly into a rage.
Excellent. My
special ability is a barbarian, and first thing I'm going to do is to rip these the ropes off.
Yes. All right. So yes, and I'll just give that to you. You're a barbarian. Those things come off like. So yeah.
All right. Sweet. I guess that's my because the rage is my bonus action, and then the throwing off the ropes is my action. So
no, the ropes I'll give you as just like a free action because you've gone into a rage, and I feel like that would be very easy to do. So you still have an action.
Sweet. In that case, I am going to. There's a dead creature nearby, right?
Yes.
All right. So my. My feat is a tavern brawler, which means I specialize in improvised weapons. So I'm going to just pick up this thing by its beak and start swinging it at the other one.
Might I make a suggestion, my good man, Alex Jones?
Sure, sure.
In real life, when you're handling a goose attacking you, you're supposed to grab it by the neck because they have extremely strong neck muscles that
there
make
you go.
Them...
Yeah, I'm gonna two hand the neck and start swinging it.
Fuck yeah! The G in goose mage, not the one at the beginning, the one in mage. The G in mage just became a C, motherfucker. I'm very excited about this. Okay. Yeah, you want to go ahead and roll the hit with your improvised goose mace?
All right. Alex yells out 1776 and swings the goose at the other one. That's a 7 plus 7, which is 14.
That's let me make sure. Yes. Yep. Meets it. Beats it. All right. You hit the swan bandit leader. Go ahead and roll damage with your goose mace.
All right. Cool.
I don't know what your dice would be for that. I assume.
So it's up to your discretion, really. But usually the barbarian's special thing is that they use a D12. They're the only class that can do it.
There you go, D12 for the goose mace.
So that's an 8 plus 7, which is 15 damage.
Holy high! Whoa! Damn! All right.
Damn.
-15. Okay. Yeah. You basically, like, you fucking pick up this goose mage and you whirl it around your head. I'm actually going to use the rubber chicken for this. You roll it around your head and you just...
Can you make whack. A... can you do the squeezy noise while I'm swinging it?
And then it fucking just... wham! And it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Duck Ugly falls over. He is knocked prone. He is still alive, but he is heavily bloodied. There's blood falling down his face. He's got a couple of feathers just like sticking out everywhere. He like catches himself kind of like with his dagger in the ground. He's on, but he is prone. So that is a good thing because he will have to.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
Stand up. Welcome to the InfoWar. Oh, beautiful. All right, Orphan Annie, it's your turn again.
Eldritch Blast!
Eldritch Blast, give me that d20.
Come on. 14 plus 6, 20.
That is a very sexy hit. Would you like to give me that d10, my good friend?
No, actually I don't, but I will.
Oh, you two. Don't have to. Two. Two. You just kind of lightly bonk him on the head. Hi. I've been given a gift, guys. I've been a present from a mysterious visitor.
What did you get?
It looks like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's probably actually like half of a dead rat shoved into a candy wrapper.
Whoa, Alex Jones.
And that's what love is. all right, yeah. So Eldritch Blast, and you do two and... Okay, let me just make sure here. Yeah, he's not looking so great. You hit him with Eldritch Blast. And I like to think that Eldritch Blast is kind of this, like, almost, like, concentrated burst of just, like, darkness, kind of. Or just, like, you know, HP Racist always described it as, like, described Eldritch Horrors as being this thing that you can't, like, comprehend. So just as this sort of, like, burst of, like, I want you all, and I know you've all done this, to think of the time where you've gotten just the most fucked up on something, and I want you to take that, and that's what this Eldritch Blast looks like. It, like, hits the swan, and it's just like, what the fuck am I looking at? I am seeing things in another dimension. I have no idea what I'm looking at. Colors have tastes, you know. And then once it kind of begins to dissipate, you see Duck Ugly heaving, like, he's, like, breathing heavy and trying to, like, pull himself up. So with that, Ignatowski, it's your turn.
Okay.
Since I'm still unconscious.
Yeah, I was going to say, just so you know, you do have something called Spare the Dying, which would make it so that Luigi doesn't have to make death saves.
So I can only either attack or heal, right?
Yes.
I can't do both in one turn?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to attack.
Such a dick.
All right.
Excellent choice, Tignataro.
All right. Well, you want to tell me how you're executing that attack?
The mace has gone so well so far. I'm going to give it a shot.
Fantastic. It's a mace kind of day. That is good. Absolutely, definitely a hit. So go ahead and click the word mace and give me your damage.
So it's got a plus one bludgeon, it says.
It should have already factored that in. So that three is what we are taking. So it hits him. He's not doing great, but he's still alive. Luigi, would you like to give me a death save?
Guess who's not still alive?
Hey, as long as you don't roll a one.
A 10.
Hey, like I said, I'm counting tens as stable, so, you know.
I'm still going. I would have saved you, Luigi, even though you're a plumber.
So go ahead and mark off a success on your death saves.
Yeah,
because I'm nice. Because I love you all.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So much better than that orphan.
I just said
I would have saved you if it was my turn. You already had a turn. You didn't save me. I can't save you. I don't have that spell. I have Eldritch Blast. That's all. Like, I'm a one-trick pony.
Yeah,
so
we know.
Just so everybody knows, all of us can do a, even if you don't have a healing spell, you can do what's called a medicine check. and that can revive somebody. It makes them stable so that they can't, like, be destroyed the way Dave was. It does it, but they're still unconscious.
Rest in peace.
Well, it kind of sucks we didn't know that when Dave was still alive.
Hey, to be fair, he failed his own death save. It is what it is.
I couldn't have shared, well, I guess I could have shared that information, but I was, Luigi and I were on the other side of the camp, so we wouldn't have seen any of that.
Yeah, you couldn't tell them. Man, I had forgotten about the whole medicine check thing. It's been so long since I ever, like, even thought about that, but yeah. All right, Duck Ugly is going to, he's barely hanging on, but he is going to, use Shriek, which is going to, I forgot, he still has the description for the original Goose Bandit, which is Goose Man, because that's just what I named them. So,
he's the Goose Man.
he's Latino. His name is Guzman.
Guzman. Okay. So, everyone in the room is going to take 5 damage.
What?
And you got to make a wisdom save. Yeah.
Whoa.
I won't make you do the wisdom save this time around, actually.
Okay.
You just take 5 damage.
These geeks are extremely loud!
Alright. And with that, it is Alex Jones' turn!
Kill him!
Alright, so can you give me a layout of this room, please?
Yes.
Like, where are the foes?
You are right up against them. There is honestly... It's a tent, and it's a fairly large tent, but right now you are all contained in the same 15 by 15 foot area. So it's you know, for all for D&D intents and purposes, it's kind of like Duck Ugly is, you know what? We have the magic of Roll20. I'm going to use it. Gonna bring you all over to the storeroom here.
Whoa.
And I'll
That's a big room.
Set you all down. The mage is dead, but he's being used as a weapon by you, so I'm not going to put a pog for him down.
Goose mace!
Let's see, who's alive? Luigi's kind of alive. Oh man, who was I pogging for each of these? Well, anyways, you guys can kind of be wherever you want, but yeah, I would say, honestly, this is kind of about how much space you have. Can you all see that, the purple square?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So that's the approximate layout of where you all are right now. It's not exact, but...
I'm not there.
Yeah, well, fuck you. No, Let me...
You're probably just stoned.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Who did I use? Yes, sorry, you were asking?
Yeah, if I understand correctly. So in this room, there's one foe. Yes. The one we just shrieked. And yep. Then there's... we have Luigi, who is unconscious.
Yep.
And then we have Little Orphan Annie and Tig Notaro on my side, right? Yeah. So it's 3-1?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'll just finish this dude. I'll use my goose mace.
Finish him. All right.
That's 17 plus 7.
Oh!
24.
You don't even have to roll damage. You bring that beautiful goose mace down on that swan's head, and it, like, it goes into his body like a turtle. It's not supposed to
like
do
a
that.
Turtle, Luigi.
Yeah, I hit turtles sometimes.
But you don't just straight up
Texas.
Implode. Yeah, you implode this man, sir. He's dead. He's
United States of Smash.
Oh, that's right. Wrong character.
Cross Ultra. So yes, you have defeated Duck Ugly. That being said, you've defeated the leadership. Y'all still don't have it. No, you know what? I won't say it. What are y'all doing now that you've defeated the Aries creatures?
We have no fucking idea.
Maybe helping the guy who's down.
Oh yeah.
Well, isn't there still other ones out on the outside of the tent?
They left. They went back to their posts. So as far as they're concerned, Duck Ugly is going to handle this.
Well, let's heal Luigi and search the tent.
Heal Luigi.
Yeah, let's go into that high tech tent after we heal Luigi and see what's in there.
Okay. So
I might have to go at some point here.
Oh guys. Yeah, no, we're finishing up because the next thing you guys do is you guys search the tent. I'm not even going to make you do an investigation because it's literally right there. You find on Duck Ugly's person there is a ring of keys. Or, well, not on his person, on his goose or swan or whatever the fuck. On his
hey! Bones. Corpse.
On his down?
His corpse is a good one, yeah. There's a ring of keys. And there appears to be a couple on it, but there's one that's noticeably more like upper bounds, kind of like high-techy. But there's also one that's very large, and it says storeroom on it. And you actually did see there is like a tent right next to the leadership tent that appears to be where they're storing all the various like stolen goods. So those are, you do have a couple of places as options.
I say we should go to the storeroom first.
Yeah, let's check it out. I want to get some more of that bucket water.
Am I awake yet or am I still dead?
Oh, you're awake. I assume they healed you. You guys are not going to run into any more encounters, so technically you would, but I'm gonna cut it a little short. So yes, you, for all intents and purposes, Luigi, they've bandaged up your head, they've given you a pair of crutches, you're in okay shape.
Fantastic. I gave him mouth to mouth.
Yeah, Alex gives you mouth to mouth even though you're already awake and alive. He just does it to you.
Alex, that's not his mouth.
I shouldn't be seeing that, but I'm not turning away.
Annie, you are a woman now.
On second thought, Duck too. Ugly comes back to life and kills all of you. No.
I don't have a breath mint.
All right, I hate you people. I'm just kidding. I'm having a ball. Okay, so yes, you guys... I assume, is the storeroom unanimous? Are you going there? Are you going to high tech tent? What are you doing?
Let's go to the storeroom.
Storeroom? Okay, fantastic. You all head out to the storeroom. You manage to unlock it fairly easily with the key. In the middle of the storeroom, and it really is just a tent that's been like reinforced, so you couldn't get in unless you had the key. There is a lockbox. You try the key on the lockbox, it works, and it pops open. And inside there appears to be just tons of shit. Just all this like old lady shit. There's some other stuff in there. There's some stuff that's clearly like stolen from other adventurers. It's nothing like super valuable or anything, but it's just general like supplies and whatnot. So you can each take like 20 gold pieces if you want. And
yay!
Then, like, if you guys want to add like a simple weapon to your itinerary, so like a dagger or a short sword or something like that, you can do that if you want. I would check what your proficiencies are, because if you pick something that you can't wield, then but most of you should be able to wield simple weapons.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
I got a dagger and I got a slingshot, so I'm good.
All right. Yes. And then inside you also find, 3 golden eggs, which are each worth, if you had to appraise them, like 100 gold pieces or so each.
That's going to make one mighty fine omelet.
It is a perfectly egg-shaped golden egg.
Maybe we should keep those away from Jim since, you know, he wants to cook them.
That'd go great. That'd go great with some of that bucket water.
So you've succeeded in this part of your mission. Are you guys taking the stuff back to her? What are you up to? Huh?
I think we should take it back.
It back. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's old.
She is old. She needs her shit. I mean,
she does.
I swing my goose mace over my shoulder. I'm keeping this though.
Fuck yeah, you are. That goose mace is now a part of the party. You guys head back. On your way back, you do actually hear some of the geese talking about how You leave the tent, and as soon as the guards see you, they kind of are like, what the fuck? But they assume probably, like, Duckligly let you go or something. You get further away from the camp, and you start to realize, or they start to realize that you killed Duckligly, and they're a little bit like, ah! But also, you know, admittedly, it is what it is. They're geese. They'll find a new leader. You know, like, maybe, one of them always goes to the front.
Yeah. Maybe a tiger king.
Maybe we can take over the gang.
There you go. You guys become the new mafia leaders. It's just like JoJo.
Yeah.
We could
be the goose kings.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you guys are now the... after killing Duckligly, you're now the unofficial leaders of the goose bandits. They find Duckligly's dead body, and they're like, what? Well, they're our new leader now, but, like, where did they go? And then they, like, start a religion around trying to find the person that killed Duckligly, and it's, like, a whole thing, you know? It's, like, a whole thing. But you're gone, so you don't know they started a religion about you. You guys are just returning some fucking, like, picnic baskets and Reader's Digest novels to some old lady who got them stolen.
And during every religious service, the main hymn they sing is "The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow," accompanied on mouth harp.
So yes. What you're saying is we're basically the Jane Cobb of the Goose Gang.
Yes, you've created a new religion based around you and your exploits.
Nice.
Yes. Yep. That is your reward. Lots of gold and a new religion about you. In case anyone was wondering, by the way, if we had had a little more time, I would have done this. But the high-tech tent was actually a nursery. It's where they keep all the baby geese. It is also where they keep a legendary golden goose, which lays golden eggs. That being said, it's clearly inbred and has been for decades. So if you had taken the golden goose, it would have just died.
I'm going to name him Ryan Gosling.
There you go. They named one of their holy figures after Ryan Gosling in homage. But yeah, you guys have successfully defeated the Geese Bandits. I'm very proud of all of you. Whee! You all get a sticker.
Wow, yay! Sticker!
Stickers! You won't get them physically, but you can look at them. You can just...
Coconut sticker coconut!
Coconut That's sticker coconut! Character. Is that why you changed your character? You didn't want to have to start and end every sentence with coconut?
That is part of the reason.
Alright! So yeah, that is it on my end. If you guys want to, you know...
summarize?
Yeah.
Nick, you want to take us home?
Sure. Thanks for all of you that followed us live. If not, thanks for following us after the fact. Either you're listening to this on the incubator, or we'll probably put the full video up on YouTube too, so you can watch that if you'd like. Either way, thanks. We'll probably do this again. I think everyone's enjoyed this so far that's done it. So, you know, besides Axel Foley. So thank you. Once again, also, you know, follow everything the Memoriam does. You know, Freak of the Week, Bob After Dark, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, Unfucking Relatable, the Memoriam Incubator. And, you know, also, I guess, follow Ghostly.
Hey, Ghostly! Ghostly Podcast!
Woo!
Bye, guys!
Memoriam Development.
Oh, hey there, Count Panic. I got a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
What do you know about Mothman, the Loch Ness Monster, ghosts, demons, and things that go bump in the night?
Not much, Bob.
Well, lucky for you, we host a podcast called Bob After Dark, where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural.
Wow, where can I find this podcast?
Wherever you find your great podcasts at.